Hi, and welcome to the Global Travel Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Collins, who, with my expert guests, will take you on a weekly journey to destinations around the globe, providing travel inspiration, itinerary ideas, practical tips, and more to help you plan your next travel adventure. Hi, and welcome to episode 17 of the Global Travel Planning Podcast. This week's guest is Michelle Chang of the Intentional Travelers website, where Michelle and Jed, her husband, share info and resources to make travel easier, more affordable, and more meaningful. This is not my first podcast with Michelle, as we recently recorded an episode of the UK Travel Planner podcast where we focused on how to book better flights, with lots of fantastic tips from Michelle. But this episode, we're focusing on how to make full use of Google Maps when it comes to trip planning, with Michelle's Google Map travel hacks. I've learned so much from Michelle, and I know you're going to absolutely love this episode. And so I started by asking Michelle to introduce herself.
My name is Michelle. Right now, I am talking to you from Hoi An, Vietnam, which I know you have visited as well. And speaking of Google Maps, I wanted to share that last year we were here and a friend of ours who is retired had come to Hoi An on her own. We were out for dinner one night and showing her some of the places that she should go using Google Maps on the phone. And she said, you know, I use Google Maps to get around, but it looks like you have a whole system to save places on your map. How do you do that? And she went on to tell me that she does her best to use all the new tools, the internet, smartphone apps, but because she didn't grow up with that, it's pretty overwhelming. And she felt like she was missing out on things when she traveled just because she wasn't familiar enough or didn't know what she didn't know. So she was one of several people who helped me realize that because of my generation and also the fact that I'm constantly planning trips, it's my favorite hobby, there are strategies that I've honed and tools I've discovered over the years that come second nature to me, but not all travelers are aware of them. So we started traveling together after we did the Peace Corps. My husband and I did Peace Corps 2012 to 2014 in rural Jamaica. And then we became digital nomads or location independent. So we started working online, tried to make travel a part of our lifestyle by keeping our expenses really low. And so since 2014, we've been pretty nomadic. We've gone to 5 different continents and just have learned a lot about travel and the tools. So lately, I have been creating tutorials to help people unlock some of that technology for themselves so they can trip plan more effectively, save money, avoid some mistakes, or avoid missing out on great experiences. I mean, we all basically have a tiny computer connected to an infinite encyclopedia of the internet in our pockets, which is really amazing. And obviously, it has pros and cons, but it can be a really powerful tool when used in the right way. So I know, Tracy, you've been checking out the Google Maps course a little bit.
I have. I've actually spent this morning going through it and absolutely loved it, because I'm going to put my hands up as a 50-something person that I have not used Google Maps as effectively as I could have done. And I think part of the reason was that I just found it too complicated, because probably I just went, I haven't got time to deal with this. I haven't got the time to learn how to use it. I actually don't know what I don't know about this tool, and therefore I'm just going to ignore it. So all that I've ever used Google Maps for is to get from A to B. And I've just learned this morning from you that there are a whole load more of absolutely amazing things that we can do with it. Trying out a lot of the things this morning, it's really opened my eyes.
Yeah, Google Maps has changed the way we travel. I think about my husband, Jed, started out as an admission counselor driving around different states like California, Oregon, and he was using maps at first, but then MapQuest, do we all remember that? We get turn-by-turn directions and print them out, which was actually kind of unsafe because you have to look at them. And then there's some uncertainty if you make a wrong turn. There's no real-time updates. Can't tell you the traffic situation. So he always says that Google Maps is like a cheat code, because you can have all of this data and information about cities, states, transit systems, you name it, all in one app.
Yeah, I remember a time when there were only paper maps. So it's really amazing to think about all the resources we now have at our fingertips.
Yeah. And it's not that paper maps are, I mean, it's still a good skill to have just in case, of course. But actually, even if you don't have cell service, there's a way to use Google Maps offline. And a lot of people don't realize that. I wanted to share. So last month, we went to Hong Kong for the first time. So we navigated from the airport by train and then walked to our hotel and caught a bus to a food tour, all thanks to Google Maps. But it's not just directions, like you've alluded to, Tracy. We were able to quickly find a bakery and a restaurant that were within walking distance and have some certainty that we would like it because all the reviews are translated into English automatically. And we knew it was in our budget because someone posted a picture of the menu. And we knew it was likely to be open because the hours are listed. And we had an estimate for how long it would take us to get there. We could even make sure we know exactly what the entrance to the place looked like so we wouldn't miss it, or that the walk wasn't in a sketchy neighborhood, thanks to Google has a street view. So there's all these different functions that you can use to help you feel more confident, especially in unfamiliar places.
So what would you say are the most helpful function of Google Maps? Because there are. I was like a kid this morning playing. It's like having little toys. I was like, all these things that this can do. And actually, I have to tell you, because it's quite funny, but I grew up in South Africa and I actually looked at my school and where I used to live. I moved away from there, I don't know, the late 80s. So it was nice to check that out using Google Maps. So that was a fun thing, but also really useful. If I'm traveling, that I could do that as well. Have a look, check things out.
Yeah, I love that. Well, like we talked about, it's natural to think of Google Maps being helpful for directions, but I use it just as much for trip planning as I do for navigation. So some of the helpful functions are the search filters, which can help you find places that suit your travel style and budget. The different map views, like satellite or terrain, those can help you understand how things are situated in a destination that you've never been to. The transit view can help you understand how to get around with public transportation. And then saving points of interest on the map, that helps with keeping track of all the places that you want to visit. So when I'm doing my trip research for places to visit or restaurants, I have a whole system for saving those points on my map. And these saved places are something I refer back to every day, whether we're somewhere new or even at home. I save places that I want to go and places that I've been. And what's great is I can see them whether I'm sitting at my computer or out with my phone.
Yeah, I found that really useful. For example, at the moment, I'm planning a trip at the end of April for my parents who are coming out to Australia for the first time. And I've basically started creating our itinerary and putting different places that we're going to be visiting onto a Google map and sharing that with them, which has been really, really cool. So what role does Google Maps play for you, Michelle, when you're planning your own trips?
It's one of the main ways that I find kind of the hidden gems or discover lesser known places. I just kind of come across them on Google Maps because I'm using it so much. But often I'll use those search filters in the map or the reviews of a place to help me find things to do that are a good fit for our particular interests and preferences. And this way I can really plan a customized trip because I'm able to filter according to my own criteria, not someone else's.
You mentioned the reviews. There's always the kind of doubt about reviews when you see them because it's like, are they true? Have they been paid for? So how trustworthy and helpful do you find those reviews?
It is possible that some reviews have been faked, or more likely that someone who is a friend of the restaurant or maybe works at the place has left a review. But Google does search for those and hides those. They have a system that kind of tries to detect that. It's not 100% accurate. But in my opinion, some reviews are better than none. And what I really like about Google reviews, especially compared even to TripAdvisor, is that both locals and travelers use Google. And it also auto-translates when locals leave a review in their own language. It will show it to you in English or whatever your home language is. And then I can use those filters within a review. So it can show me by what's most recent. We all know businesses that have changed or closed since the pandemic. So whatever someone's experience was back in 2016, it may be a different story now. So I search for recent reviews and then keywords a lot, like for restaurants. My husband and I don't do well with spicy food, so I'll search for spicy and see if it comes up.
No, that's a great use of it because I don't eat fish. I don't like fish. I don't even like the smell of fish. So, you know, that would have been a great one for me when I was in Japan because I was really struggling, I tell you, to find somewhere that I could actually eat anything that I enjoyed. So I never even thought about that. So what are some other features of Google Maps that travelers might not even be thinking of that they can use?
You can use Street View. That helps you check out neighborhoods to stay in, check out a walking route before you go out there, avoid getting lost when you're looking for a business or your accommodations. I also use Google Maps directions to check how long it would take to walk, for example, from the train station to this hotel, or what time would I need to leave my hotel if I need to arrive at an event by 5 p.m. on a Tuesday and I'm taking public transit. Like, you can get that granular on Google Maps. And then, yeah, public transit info is available for a lot of cities. You can learn all kinds of info, including sometimes the cost, comparing routes. We were just in Manila for the first time, and we thought we could take like an airport transfer bus, and it was broken down. So all of a sudden, we're, you know, showed up, we're tired from the airplane, but we have this tool to quickly find what are our other options. So Google Maps is showing that to us.
I was using it this morning when I was kind of playing around with it as well. I like the fact that it can tell you like how busy places are as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really helpful if you're somewhere that is a, you know, really popular place to go. You can find out, is it busier than normal or is it less busy, or, you know, if places are closed.
One other fun thing, I just want to share this one because I learned it from a nail studio in Ecuador. I had booked an appointment to get my nails done in Ecuador, and I was having trouble finding exactly where she was located. It was within this like mall complex. So they didn't have addresses on every shop and I was getting lost. So instead of describing what the shop entrance looked like, she messaged me her exact location of her phone through Google Maps. And I could see her as a blue dot on my own map and just walk towards her.
Just
follow the map. And, you know, even if she moved, if she came out to find me, I could see the blue dot move towards me so that we could meet up. So that's a great tool to use if you get separated from a travel companion, for example.
Oh, I absolutely love that. There's just so much to it. And I would say, you know, if you listen to this podcast and you're kind of going, you know, I know all this stuff, that's great. But if you listen to this podcast and you were like me going, I did not know that there was so much more to Google Maps than just kind of give me the directions from A to B, then I would highly recommend looking into Michelle's course because it honestly, it's really opened my eyes, and it's going to be a fantastic additional tool when we're planning trips, that's for sure. So Michelle, do you just want to talk a little bit about your course?
Yeah, it's called Google Maps Travel Hacks. It's bite-sized video lessons to take you through the different tools and features that I use that are kind of lesser known. You might be surprised, like Tracy, that you didn't already know this. And we're just kind of taking things one step further than what you might already be doing. So it's a free tool everyone has access to. It's not really difficult or complicated. You can't really mess it up or break it. So just spend a little time to get familiar with some of those lesser known features. And you can use it to make better informed choices, plan awesome custom itineraries for yourself, especially in destinations that you've never set foot in before. You can do that on your own without spending money on a travel agent or a package tour once you have these tools at your disposal. We'll have a special link for Tracy to give a discount. So make sure that you use that link so you can get the discount.
Yeah, and that'll be in the show notes for this episode. I always end the podcast with the same question. I just tailor make it for our guest. So this week, Michelle, what would be your number one tip to save money when traveling?
So I think one of the important ways to make a nomadic lifestyle work to save money is traveling long term. People are often surprised how little we actually spend on travel, but it's because we're not moving around a lot. You know, we'll stay for a month at a time in a place. We'll work online for a lot of that time and just kind of live our life as we would. We go to the grocery store. We're not eating out every night. We're not doing a tour every single day. But we're using Google Maps. We're collecting all these places that we want to go on our map, saving them. And that allows us to keep a really flexible itinerary. Because let's say we go across town, we get our teeth cleaned at a dentist, which we did here in Vietnam, we've done in Ecuador. If I have any places saved over there, you know, maybe there's a restaurant we haven't tried yet, but I can see that it's nearby. So that's when we happen to do it. So it allows us to be very flexible to keep almost a list, a visual list of places we want to go and things we want to do, but not be so rigid that we have it set into an hour by hour schedule. So I really enjoy that. So traveling long term or staying places long term really helps you save money. And then keeping your itinerary flexible once you are there.
Perfect. That's perfect. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on to this episode of the Global Travel Planning Podcast. It was great to talk to you this week.
My pleasure. Happy travels.
Thanks again to Michelle for coming on to this week's episode of the Global Travel Planning Podcast. You can find the discount link to her course, Google Map Travel Hacks, via the show notes at globaltravelplanning.com/episode17. If you'd like to hear more from Michelle, do take a listen to the UK Travel Planning Podcast, episode 93, where Michelle shares tips for booking better flights. I will put a link to that in this week's show notes too. That just leaves me to say until next week, happy global travel planning.